I wouldn't know how to stop it.
Okay, what about a tree that it tends to grow around water? It's
willow.
Got, huh?
Willow.
Okay, this is another one. It's got little knobs or balls on it.
Oh.
And bark that you can peel off. It's real hard wood, tough wood, and
sycamore.
Okay. And what kind of tree did George Washington chop down?
He chopped cherry tree down.
Okay. And this is a shrub or a bush that it's got the leaves turn bright red in the fall, and it's got little clusters of berries on it. It'll grow on...
Hackman?
No, it grows on... Look, it's got little clusters of berries and the leaves turn bright red. And a lot of times you'll see it growing near a fence or something. I think of Sue or Shoe.
Yeah, Shoemaker.
Okay.
Shoemaker, yeah. Oh, Heaven Bush.
Or what?
Heaven Bush. Shoemaker and Heaven Bush, same thing. Heaven Bush.
Never heard that.
It's Heaven Bush or Shoemaker.
Why is it called that?
I don't know.
Yeah, Shoemaker
or Heaven Bush.
Okay. What kinds of bushes or vines will make your skin break out if you touch them?
Pouring open.
Okay, anything else?
Well, I think pouring open and closing eyes is the same thing. It might be that is a steam weed, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
What does poison oak look like? Does it have a special number of leaves or anything?
Well, it might have, but I don't know that much. But it's just a thing just running and wrapping around everything. It gets two trees and bushes and vines and stuff, you know, and it's got a bunch of green leaves on it.
Yeah.
But I don't know what about the number of them.
Okay, what kind of berries do you grow up here?
Blackberries, strawberries, and a few raspberries.
Okay. Say if you were walking through the woods and saw some berries and you didn't know what kind they were, you might tell someone, you better be careful, those berries
might be
poison. Okay. And this is, I don't know if you have this bush around here or not, but I know it grows up more in the mountains, but it's got, it's a tall bush, it's got clusters of pink and white flowers. Have you ever heard of mountain laurel or spoonwood or ivy?
No.
You ever heard of rhododendron?
No.
Okay, this is a large tree. It's got shiny green leaves and these huge white flowers. And it'll leave a seed pod about the size and shape of a cucumber.
What's it, magnolia?
Okay. Have you ever heard that called anything else?
No.
A cucumber tree or cucumber?
No, we used to have two big magnolia trees at home place where I was raised, right in front of the house. They were big. I saw a magnolia tree the other day, different than ever I saw. The limbs come right down to the ground and just went on up like that. That's the only thing like it. I think, when was I saw that tree? I said, I think it's a magnolia tree, but I've never seen one shaped like that.
Yeah. I don't hardly ever see them anymore. They're just
These are big old trees. They had
yeah.
Great big limbs on them.
Okay, if a married woman didn't want to make up her own mind about something, she'd say, well, I have to ask
him. I have to ask my husband.
Okay, any other way she'd refer to him?
An old man.
Okay. And he would say, I have to ask.
The old lady.
Or, I have to ask.
My wife.
Okay. And a woman whose husband's dead is called
a widow.
Okay. And what if he just left her? And then she's
a grandmother.
Okay. And the man whose child you are is called your...
And man what now?
Whose child you are is called your...
Your father.
Okay. How did you call him?
What would I call him?
Yeah.
Well, I call my father Papa.
Okay. Any other names people
use? Daddy. Father.